in the name of our Lord. Today is the day of the Feast of Saints Peter and Paul. You know, something is going on. We got bright red pyramids up front where we really ought to be into this heavy green season. It's a day that reminds us that the Christian church doesn't just begin with us. And it just doesn't begin just with Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. And it doesn't begin just with Martin Luther either. There are saints that carried and formed the church. And none of them greater, I suppose, than the two we celebrate today, Peter and Paul. The text assigned for the day, which is what was just read, recalls that watershed council in Jerusalem, where both Peter and Paul played a pretty critical role. Had the decisions gone differently, arguably, Christianity may have continued, but largely as a sect of Judaism. Those were uncertain days, and the issues very contentious, and I don't think they can be overstated, not at that formative stage of the church. And yet, bottom line is the church opened itself up not just to Gentile members, but to a Gentile world. It became a church for as many nations as the Lord sent disciples to, and for as many people as the Lord gave his life for. And Peter and Paul were very critical to that. As important as they are, however, it's interesting that there aren't so many sections of Scripture where the two of them appear together. This one does, obviously, starts with Paul and then goes on to Peter, who, interestingly, a little bit surprisingly, claims that he is God's choice for bringing the gospel to the Gentiles. We usually think of Paul in that role, and in fact, he claims that role. I can count three times anyhow in Scripture where that's true. And in fact, he says later on, Galatians, that Peter was the one who was designated to preach the gospel to the Jews and Paul to the Gentiles. I suppose it doesn't matter overly because both preached the gospel. Different contexts, though, Jew and Gentile, did bring subsequent issues between Peter and Paul. Galatians 2 makes that sound a little bit testy, to the extent that James kind of stood by the side of Peter. His reference to Paul and his letters may be the same. There were problems, in other words, in River City, already among the apostles. No surprise. Maybe a lot of regret and bewilderment, but no surprise that it can happen to church bodies and to congregations of our day as well, including our own LCMS family. Two points of convergence, however, must be noted. One is Peter's articulation of the gospel at the end of the pericope just read. Gorgeous. We believe it is through the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ that we, Jews, are saved just as they, Gentiles, are saved. In a nutshell, that which Paul wrote letters and epistles about. They are together in their understanding of grace, and likely for good reason. Because this Peter, who speaks so clearly about grace, is likely still recovering from that whole event of denying the Lord and forsaking him. And Paul, at the same time, the vigilante, hunting down Christians, dragging them from their homes, putting them in prison, never got over his rebirth through God's grace also. Saints indeed. Saint Peter, Saint Paul, massive sinners. likely not necessarily even close buds in their life. And yet, they were the Lord's. They knew the gospel. They preached grace. And the other point of convergence is that from what we know and surmise, Peter and Paul alike, if not together, surrendered their life at the hands of the same emperor in the same city. Who died first, we don't know. But both, called to follow the Lord, followed him to the end, which was also the beginning of the fullness of life to which the Lord had called them, and is part of their legacy for us. So, we follow as well. Sometimes faltering, sometimes feuding, sometimes forgetting, sometimes failing, but we are descendants of Paul and Peter, beneficiaries of their ministry. We are nurtured in their faith, living like them in the forgiveness of the Lord and the gospel they proclaimed. Like other days, this is the day the Lord has made and decorated with special lives. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.